today. Padraig, good morning to you.
Hello, William.
Joining us from Belfast. Go ahead, Padraig.
Yes, I missed the start of the programme, but when I heard you asking the question of Catherine, I didn't get a surname, about...
Catherine Stone.
What the definition of a victim is.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to just make a point that when I was... last time I went to jail, I was shot and captured by the RUC, and I was in the IRA, and I was willing to go out and do whatever I was asked to do. And I wasn't a victim then. I'm definitely not a victim now. And no one, especially Sinn Féin, cannot speak for me. And I know for a lot of my comrades that I believe that when they go down that road, which they say they may not go down it, but when they're calling for a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, similar to what happened in South Africa, I believe that that's just going to criminalise our struggle, which I was very proud to be a part of. It's going to criminalise us even more.
How long were you in prison for?
I was in jail for 15 years.
15 years.
And I just heard you talking about Bobby Sands. I was in H5 during a blanket protest, and I knew some of the hunger strikers who unfortunately died in 1981, of course.
What's your fear about a truth and reconciliation process?
It's not that I have any fear of it. It's going to be very, very selective. And whenever I hear the likes of Martin McGuinness and Gerry Adams, when they are being very selective themselves about people, when Lisa McGuinness refers to people like myself as a dissident, as a traitor, all of the negative terms that we have heard for years, coming from the Catholic Church, coming from Fianna Fáil, from Fine Gael and the Free State Labour Party, if that is indicative of what they're talking about now, I cannot have any part to do with that when they're going to turn around and, in my opinion, be very selective. And this is just another part of criminalising a noble struggle that I was involved in.
Do you trust Sinn Féin or your former IRA colleagues to tell the truth in that kind
no,
of process?
Of course not. No, there's no doubt that some of them will. I've no doubt that some genuine people, I can't think of too many, but I'm sure there are genuine members of Sinn Féin who believe that it is the right path in which to take, and that is our prerogative, but not coming from the leadership of Sinn Féin, who have been told, it does make me angry the more I think about the statements they come off with. I listened to their conference in Castlebar at the weekend, and the way that was stage managed, and I can just imagine the same thing which is going to apply if they are involved in a Truth and Reconciliation thing. If they do it, there's absolutely nothing I can do about it. That's the point. And I'm just saying to you now, and I know a lot of people I've spoken to who will never, ever take part in that, and I, for one, would never take part in it. Not that I'm ashamed of anything, far from it.
Padraig, at what point did you walk away from, if I can describe it this way, the mainstream of Republicanism on these issues?
Well, I would argue that...
Well, I know you would, but you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
you know
the point I'm making. Of course I do. I walked away about 2005, and I was a member of Sinn Féin. I was, proud to be a member of a strong political party, which I believed at that time were taking us in the right direction. I knew that we were being deceived, but I was I'm not saying I was naive, but I was hoping that myself and all our comrades would be able to withstand the leadership's position at that time. And I believe that subsequently we have been proven right to the road in which they took.
So you stayed with it through the Good Friday Agreement period?
I was against the Good Friday Agreement, and even though that I was a member of Sinn Féin, and none of us were actually told to vote for it. The decision was left to ourselves whether we wanted to vote for, or against, or abstain from voting. I just didn't vote on it, and I had reservations then, and I'd say that a lot of the reservations that I had, and which we argued about, was Sinn Féin leadership told us at public and private meetings that this was only... it wasn't worth the paper. This is the talk that they were giving to us. It wasn't worth the paper that it was written on. We'll just take it, not as a stepping stone, but take it... they wouldn't use the term a stepping stone because when we were in Sinn Féin and the IRA, we were very critical of the official IRA and a Workers' Party. The terms that they were using for bringing about the United Ireland was a stepping stone. Now Sinn Féin are going down that exact road in which...
Padraig,
we were very...
Just finally, very briefly, if you don't describe yourself as a victim in any way, what language would you describe yourself by?
Sorry?
What language would you use of yourself if not victim?
It would be like any struggle. If I was a member of the Viet Cong or fun form of treatment struggle. Obviously, they were successful once. Unfortunately, in our struggle, the IRA was defeated. So I just saw myself as a combatant, and okay. and that's exactly how I saw myself. And I haven't changed from that.
Patrick, thank you.
From that period.
Thank you for your call today. Appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling in.